Listening to the Coffee Hour, I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday, June 18th. In studio today with Concordia University System, we're going to learn about what's going on with Concordia University System, some updates from them, as well as a conference going on here on campus this week. Today's episode of the Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Chicago. You can learn more about Concordia University Chicago by visiting cuchicago.edu. Joining me in studio today, the Reverend Mark Braden. He's chairman of the Concordia University System Board of Directors. Also, I believe, serves at Zion Lutheran Church in Detroit, Michigan. Pastor Braden, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It is a delight to have you in studio, and we have some friends from Concordia University System here on campus, or here at the International Center today, spending some time with us at the International Center, doing some training, some conferencing. Tell us a little bit about what's happening here at the International Center with Concordia University System today.
Sure. Thank you. Our Concordia University System Board of Directors is meeting with the five chaplains from our different Concordia campuses. And we're doing a retreat together so that our chaplains can share some best practices, talk about what they're doing at their individual universities, and also do some strategic planning system-wide for our chaplains, campus pastors.
So you get some time, some nice quality time with the campus chaplains together that to visit, to learn about what's happening on campuses, best practices from them, and also talk about standards as well. That's nice. Glad to have that you had that time here, kind of a retreat to get away from their regular duties and spend time here at the International Center.
Yes, it's nice. Wonderful. They're wonderful Christian men, and they're exemplary with regard to their pastoral practice.
Tell us about your role on the Board of Directors for Concordia University System. You've been in this role since 2023, is that right?
That's correct. It was a surprise. there was a vacancy, and Michael Coombe, who was at that time the chairman of the board of the Synod Board of Directors, the Synod Board, appointed me to fill a vacancy, much to my surprise. And then the following election, I was elected as chairman.
Tell us about experience that you bring to this, or perspective that you bring to the Concordia University System Board since you've been serving in that role.
Sure. I'd break that into two categories, one being personal, the other being professional. Personally, I'm a cardinal. I'm a graduate of Concordia Ann Arbor, and they allowed me to finish a bachelor's degree while I was working full-time for the University of Michigan. So I've been employed at state universities, the U of M in Ann Arbor, University of Michigan in Dearborn, Wayne State University. But through Concordia Ann Arbor, I was introduced to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And the campus chaplain pulled me aside and he said, you'd make a good pastor. I said, not interested, sorry. And ultimately, that ended up the way that the Lord led me. I have a heart for teaching and learning. I've taught college, taught a couple of university courses, and I've been an adjunct at our SEM for just under 20 years teaching biblical Greek. So the business side of the university was my 18-year career in the administration of university auxiliaries, cash operations, business operations, facilities. And in 1999, I thought I left the university world when I went to seminary, but the Lord pleased him to bring me back in.
Why is it important for you to serve in this kind of capacity for the Concordia University System?
Well, in as much as the Lord gives me strength, our goal is to continually improve the Lutheran identity of our Concordia campuses. That is not to say that they're deficient in Lutheran identity. Our five campuses are very strong with regard to their promotion of the Lutheran, confessional Lutheran faith, but we work with them and support them in continually improving Lutheran identity. And we do that through a visitation system that is a model that was introduced at our previous synodical convention under Resolution 704B. I think when you can quote resolution numbers and bylaw numbers, you're far from the kingdom of God. would much rather quote scripture. But 704B really reconstituted the Concordia University system as a group that visits our campuses in a very pastoral way, an interactive way, and work with the president, the senior administration. We interview faculty, staff, students, and we continually promote the confessional Lutheran identity of our universities.
Tell us about the group that makes those visits.
They're composed differently on each visit, so it's a triennial cycle. We visit once a year formally, and then in that triennium twice informally. So informally, we bring in several of our board members, and then, for instance, a district president, a regent, or a senior officer from a different Concordia, general members at large, and they join us in the visitation. For the formal visitation, that's really the synod coming into our universities. And that is a group that is comprised almost exclusively of people outside of our board. And our executive staff, President Jameson Hardy and Vice President Douglas Patel, they shepherd those visits. But it's really members of the synod and members of congregations of the synod that are meeting with the university officials, students, staff, faculty, and assessing Lutheran identity.
Tell us more about the Lutheran identity mission outcome standards. What are those?
Right. So the LIMOS, LIMOS, we call them, are a group of seven standards that deal with how it is that the confessional Lutheran faith is manifest at our universities. And they include the public face of the university, marketing, mission statements, the academic life of the university, how it is that the confessional Lutheran faith comes to the classroom, how it comes to the administration of the university, the use of resources inside of the university. I'll give you an example. We sat in, as part of our visitation, we sit in on the courses. And we sat in on a human anatomy course at one of our universities, and the professor handed out skulls, and the class was to flip them over and then begin to identify all these small divots and rises in the base of the skull. And as the students were learning the Latin names for all these parts, the professor was talking about the amazing nature of human design and how this must be divine. And this kind of instruction is an example of Lutheran identity in the classroom.
Hmm. That's a great example. What are some other encouraging things that you've witnessed through your visits to campuses?
I'm very encouraged by our five presidents. We just finished a retreat with them in Wittenberg in Germany. A multi-day retreat where we were doing some system-wide strategic planning. And to a man, they're very vested in promoting Lutheran identity and being quite upfront and seeing that the identity of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod is pervasive in their universities. They identify the universities as the church's schools. And this is such a blessing because I personally came into the Lutheran Church through Concordia Ann Arbor. That was my exposure to Lutheranism. And so I have a heart for the fact that the world meets the church at our universities.
What kind of experience, your background. We talked a little bit about your experience, your background. How does that help you in this role as chairman with experience in higher education? How does that help you with these Lutheran identity standards, looking at what our Concordia universities are doing?
I have a love for teaching and learning, and I have a love for lifelong learning. And this is one way to kind of enjoy what I see on our campuses. We have remarkable campuses. And I enjoy meeting with the theology faculty myself, and also with the pre-sem students myself, along with other team members. But it's just a joy to see pastoral formation at that level. Also, the church work programs are amazing, and to watch the students be formed as they're preparing to be commissioned workers, this is a great joy. And it does, it calls on some of my life experience, but at the same time, I learn with every visit, so I continue to see that formation in progress.
We're talking with Reverend Mark Braden. He serves as chairman of the Concordia University System Board of Directors. We'll learn more about what's happening across our campuses in the Concordia University System in just a moment. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Concordia University System is comprised of five universities of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Located across the United States, the universities offer more than 160 undergraduate and 50 graduate programs and approach learning from a Lutheran context with the goal of developing Christian leaders for the church, community, and the world. Learn more about your Concordia University System at cus.edu. The Concordia University System, education built on God's Word, cus.edu.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are talking with Reverend Mark Braden. He is chairman of the Concordia University System Board of Directors. Got an update on our perspective on what that campus visit looks like, whether it's a formal, informal visit from the Concordia University System visiting each of the Concordia universities. Also, a retreat with the campus presidents, a retreat with the campus pastors, campus chaplains, as well, learning from one another and supporting one another. And Pastor, you shared some great examples of encouragement from each of the campuses when you see something there that's so encouraging. I have to ask now, if you were finishing high school right now, what would you, and you were looking at Concordia University System, what would you want to study as a student?
Well, retrospectively, I would say that I would be in a pre-seminary program, which I didn't have the chance to do my first time through. When I graduated from high school, I went into a bilingual bicultural education program, Spanish-English, because I'm bilingual. And that seemed like really easy because I already spoke Spanish. And I did that only for a very short time. I think some of the academic programs are very attractive. I sat on a probability class at one of our campuses where they were doing these expanded formulae with all these symbols that I don't understand. And that was fascinating to me. And the prof made the point that there are absolute truths, and took it right back to our confession. Even in a statistics course or a probabilities course, there are truths and falses, and so it is with the Holy Scripture. So I think certainly pre-sem would be attractive to me, and I studied Latin on my own. I'd love to take some Latin classes.
What are the updates on the scholarship? Speaking of going to a Concordia University, there are scholarships for the 2026-2027 school year. What is the update on those?
Yeah, that's correct. The cycle just finished. The scholarships are directly awarded by the CUS to the student. And that is a $5,000 scholarship, and we awarded 121 of them. Although there were more applicants than we were able to award. So it's first come, first served through our website, which is cus.edu. It's a very robust website. There's a lot of information there. And so that this is a great joy. This is a new initiative. President Jameson Hardy, the Reverend Dr. Jameson Hardy, started this with his presidency. And as you can imagine, it's been well received. The students appreciate the scholarship. The universities also appreciate our support of the students and an effort on our part to reduce student debt.
That's what I was going to ask. How do you see this making a difference for the universities and for the students and their families as well?
I think the reduction of student debt is a big one. Mm-hmm. Also, the recognition, our Concordias are regional in nature, but they are a system. And to receive a direct scholarship from the Concordia University system reminds the folks that there are five Concordia universities and that we act together as a system. And that's been another one of the FOCI that the board has engaged in the last 3 years, and that is system-wide coordination and support one to another.
Mm-hmm. Another one of those things is direct admit, I believe. We had a full episode on that a little while ago talking about the new direct admit program. Tell us more about what this program is and how this also benefits students coming out of high school into Concordia's.
So the students that come out of our Lutheran high schools, like my daughter, Sarah,
yeah,
who graduated from Lutheran High Westland in Michigan.
Yes.
They are immediately made aware of the opportunities at our Concordias, and direct admit allows them to be automatically admitted with over a 2.5 GPA to our Concordias, with one exception, and that's the Concordia with the surfing team. not all of our Concordias, you know, look, Seward doesn't have a surfing team, but Irvine does. But the other four institutions direct admit from high school graduates from our Lutheran high schools, and that's just a wonderful pipeline. And hopefully it will continually increase the number of our high school graduates that go through our Lutheran grade schools that are admitted immediately and directly to our Concordias.
So students attending an LCMS high school who graduate with a GPA of 2.5 or higher,
mm-hmm,
have eligibility then for direct admit to a one of the Concordia universities,
yeah,
with,
mm-hmm,
with the exception of Irvine at this,
yes,
time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Concordia University, Nebraska, Wisconsin,
uh-huh,
yeah, Chicago, all those.
St. Paul.
St. Paul, thank
Paul.
You. I was like,
Chicago.
I'm trying to
I saw
count
you counting
all of
in your head.
Counting which,
right,
which one, I'm traveling around the country in my
right,
head.
Right, right.
But they're remarkably diverse in,
yeah,
their nature because of their regional nature. But also, there's this wonderful unifying Christian, Christ-centered Lutheran ethos on our campuses that bind them together and make them one.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So the other updates from the Concordia University system that you want to share with us today, or more about your experience having served on the board now since 2023?
Sure. Well, the good news or bad news, depending on how you'd like to see it, is that I have a 6-year term. So although I'm not up for election at this convention, I will continue to serve as the Lord wills. For 3 more years at least, and that will be a great joy. I'm slowing down a little bit in my pastoral service at Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church in Detroit. I found something that I'm a complete failure at, and that's retirement. I had proposed to our congregation that I begin my retirement last November, and that hasn't really borne fruit yet.
Whoops.
But I'm also an adjunct faculty member of our seminary in Fort Wayne. I teach three sections of biblical Greek online. And between that and a couple of other avocations, it's time to slow down just a little bit at the parish. Although my hope is to take a part-time call and continue to serve as a pastor, but just in a part-time capacity so I can dedicate more time to CUS and to teaching.
Mm-hmm. What is the CUS board, the Concordia University System, doing this summer? It's a convention summer, so I'm sure there's some things at convention that will be affecting CUS. What else happens over the summer between school years for CUS?
We don't have campus visitations during the summer because the universities are on summer break. I mean, sure. They all have classes, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of activity and a lot of construction going on at our universities. The floor committee weekend is over, and today's business, the first edition, has been published. With regard to university education, floor committee 7 is the hot one, and that's where the resolutions will come from. I think we're generally pleased with everything that's come out of the floor committee that we've seen, and we are preparing, albeit convention as advisory. And President Hardy's involved not only with the nominations committee, but also with one of the floor committees. So we'll be there. We'll be actively engaged. But our summertime is a time for strategic retreat and planning. And that's why we've had the retreat with the university presidents, the retreat with the chaplains. And then I'll do some work with the executive staff as we prepare for the upcoming year of visitations.
You mentioned a moment ago that there's a lot of construction happening on campuses. Tell us about what it looks like when you visit campuses and some of the construction, what that construction means for some of these campuses.
It's a big deal for our campuses, and there's a lot of joy on the campus as they prepare for the construction, as they have a capital campaign, which comes to fruition with the actual ability to build or renovate or fix. We're preparing, at several campuses, but the one that comes to mind is the Concordia Irvine campus. On October 2 and 3, we'll have a big grand opening of their brand new chapel, which is just an incredible facility. There's going to be some big festivities there around that. It was quite a costly campaign, completely funded by the university and their fundraising. So that's the kind of thing that we see. But when we visit from, dirt plots to finished buildings, and we do that with some joy. Mm-hmm.
What are some of the exciting things you've seen over, 3 years now? You're about halfway through your term. What are some of the things, the growth, the exciting things you've seen across our Concordia campuses as we look toward the future of what these schools hold?
Commencements. Seeing the students graduate and go on or stay and do advanced degrees. I think on one level, on a very real level, academically, that's where the rubber hits the road for a university. The spiritual life on the campuses is a real joy. And when you visit the campus and you talk to the students and you see the chapel services, but also the in-dorm devotions, the student-led devotions, the prayer groups, and Christ as the center of our campuses, That's really the part that excites the pastor and the Christian in me, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean then for this next generation? To have a university system like this that has robust programs that are teaching in a variety of disciplines, in addition to wonderful church work programs, but a variety of other disciplines, and to have campuses where young adults are not only in chapel hearing God's word, but also studying God's word in their dorms together and building those relationships. What does this mean for the next generation of the LCMS?
Well, in a couple of ways, our Lutheran doctrine of vocation means that the maid, the manager, the housewife, the husband are pleasing to God in as much as they discharge their vocation according to Holy Scripture and faith. So we see that in all of the students. With regard to our synod and especially our schools, our churches, the way to perpetuate a strong confessional Lutheran basis throughout our synod is to graduate students from our Concordias that have a strong Lutheran identity. And that continues the wonderful work of the fathers on whose shoulders we stand.
where can we learn more about all the Concordia universities?
CUS.edu, which is our website, or from any of our officers, the Reverend Dr. Jameson Hardy, Reverend Dr. Douglas Spittel, or you can email me if you'd like. We're always happy to talk about our Concordias and to send students to them and to rejoice with the students as they matriculate and complete.
Our guest today, the Reverend Mark Braden. He serves as chairman of the Concordia University System Board of Directors. Pastor Braden, thank you so much for spending this time with us, stepping aside from your conference today to be with us here on the Coffee Hour. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's been a joy.
You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.